Genesis chapter 41, beginning with verse 14. Then Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. Joseph shaved, changed his clothing, and went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. I have heard it said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." Joseph answered Pharaoh, "It is not in my power. God will give Pharaoh an answer to give him peace of mind." Pharaoh spoke to Joseph. "In my dream, there I was, standing on the bank of the river. Suddenly, seven fat, beautiful cows came up out of the river and were grazing in the marsh grass. Just then, seven poor cattle, very ugly and thin, came up after them. They were uglier than any I had ever seen in the whole land of Egypt. The thin, ugly cattle ate up the first seven cattle, the fat ones. And when they had eaten them up, you could not even tell that they had eaten them, because they were still as ugly as they were at the beginning. Then I woke up. Later, I had another dream in which I saw seven heads of grain grow on one stalk. They were full and good. Then I saw seven heads of grain spring up after them. They were withered, thin, and blasted by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the seven good heads of grain. I told the dream to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me." Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has declared to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cattle are 7 years, and the seven good heads of grain are 7 years. It is one dream. The seven thin, ugly cattle that came up after them are 7 years, and also the seven empty heads of grain blasted by the east wind. They will be 7 years of famine. This is the very thing that I told Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Look, 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the whole land of Egypt. 7 years of famine will come after them, and all the abundance in the land of Egypt will be forgotten. The famine will consume the land, and the abundance will not be remembered in the land because of the famine that follows, for it will be very severe." The double dream was shown to Pharaoh, because this matter is established by God, and God will bring it to pass very soon. Let Pharaoh therefore look for a man who is wise and discerning, and set him over the land of Egypt. When Pharaoh does this, let him appoint overseers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. Let them collect all this food from these good years that are coming. Accumulate grain under the authority of Pharaoh to provide food for the cities, and let them store it. The food will be a reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that will take place in the land of Egypt, so that the land does not perish because of the famine. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. Pharaoh said to his officials, "Can we find anyone else like this man, a man who has the Spirit of God?" Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Because God has shown you all of this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you are. You shall be in charge of my house, and all my people will submit to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "Look, I have appointed you over the whole land of Egypt." Pharaoh took his signet ring off of his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. He dressed Joseph in robes made from the best linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in the second best chariot that he had. Men went ahead of him crying out, "Kneel down!" Pharaoh appointed him over the whole land of Egypt. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh. But in the whole land of Egypt, no one will lift up his hand or his foot without your permission." Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, as a wife. Joseph went out and began to rule over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and traveled throughout the whole land of Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the earth produced plentiful harvests. He collected all the food during the 7 good years in the land of Egypt, and he stored up the food in the cities. In every city, he stored the food from the fields that were around the city. Joseph stored up a huge amount of grain, like the sand of the sea. Finally, he stopped keeping track, because it was too much to measure. 2 sons were born to Joseph before the first year of famine arrived. Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, gave birth to them. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, because he said, God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's house. He named the second son Ephraim. He said, yes, God has made me fruitful in the land where I was afflicted. So the 7 years of abundance in the land of Egypt came to an end. The 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in every land, but in the whole land of Egypt there was bread. When the whole land of Egypt was starving, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph, do whatever he tells you. The famine spread over the face of the whole earth. Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians. The famine was severe in the land of Egypt. The whole world came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain, because the famine was severe all over the whole world.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.